nation. One people. One station. One mission. Proclaiming of God's great love to all. Inspiring, life-changing radio. One Love Radio. Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation. Shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us on the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. OVP Director briefs CSOs on resettlement management bill. Charles Chanda demands action on Indeni refinery. U.S. refugee policies has created a major shift in the number and nationalities of people admitted. Mwemba inspires Mumana Lupando FC with roadside support. With the news in detail, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. The Office of the Vice President, OVP, has briefed civil society organization CSOs on a new resettlement management bill 2026 designed to address unfair displacement, compensation and livelihood restoration for displaced persons and delays in development projects arising from displacement. OVP Director of Resettlement, Cooper Chibomba, stated that Zambia does not have a legal framework on displacement and that the current legal framework is fragmented across at least five pieces of legislation, resulting in weak coordination and, in some cases, confusion over institutional mandates relating to displacement. Chibomba explained that weak coordination among government institutions leads to inconsistent compensation practices across similar projects in different regions, and the government is deeply concerned about these trends. He further noted that the proposed legislation aims to establish a unified framework with clear definitions of displacement, asset valuation methods, replacement and market value, and mandatory compensation before physical relocation.
Why this bill matters, we have not, like I said, we have been receiving so many conflicts, we have been receiving so many complaints on people unfairly displaced. There has been so many delays to projects because compensation issues could also end up in court if not properly managed. Just because the matter is in court and another person is looking for a job, a balance has to be achieved. I want a job, but I can't have that job unless the industry sets up. But if the industry sets up and I'm not compensated, I have the right under our legislation to go to court and stop that project from going ahead. So we want to clean up everything else and make it predictable for investors to understand that the processes which are in place, they will operate like this. Project delays will happen if you don't do this, if you do that.
Meanwhile, Center for Environment Justice CEJ Executive Director Maggie Mwape, who spoke as chairperson of the CSO engagement on the bill, underscored that collective action is critical to transforming the proposed legislation into a meaningful tool for justice and sustainable development.
Today we have a chance collectively to speak with one united national voice and shape a law that puts affected communities first. Our key objectives for today is that we want to import or review and strengthen the draft submission together, agree on key recommendations that reflect our collective experiences on the ground, finalize a unified CSO position that the resettlement division can take forward.
Now, the United Party for National Development, UPND, in Western Province has asserted that the democratic space in Zambia has significantly expanded under the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema. Speaking to One Love Radio News, UPND Western Province Presidential Campaign Team Media Coordinator Spooky Mulemwa dismissed claims from some sections of society that democratic freedoms are shrinking. He stated that citizens have instead enjoyed enhanced freedom of expression and media operations without intimidation or harassment during the president's tenure. Mr. Mulemwa noted that in the period under review, no media institution has been shut down, which he described as clear evidence of President Hichilema's commitment to upholding press freedom.
In fact, the head of state is tolerant to divergent views, including hard-hitting criticism from his usual armchair critics. In view of these facts, we are calling upon citizens to engage in constructive discourse and refrain from issuing inflammatory and divisive statements that hold the potential to set the country ablaze. More so, it's important for citizens to restrain themselves from abusing the freedom of expression and the media as the country heads towards the general elections slated for August 13.
The leader of opposition United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia Party, Charles Chanda, has called on the government to make urgent changes at the Indeni oil refinery on the Copper Belt. Mr. Chanda says the government's decision to turn the refinery into an oil marketing company was destructive and has left the country dangerously exposed. Mr. Chanda says Zambia, as a landlocked nation, depends entirely on imported oil. He argues this puts the country at a serious disadvantage.
And this is the reason why, as UPPZ, should God grant us the opportunity to rule this country, we will definitely relook at the issue of Indeni and correct the mistakes that were made. These were destructive mistakes that shouldn't have been made. What we needed was to ensure that we upgrade that Indeni to the point of it refining crude oil, so that we still have access to crude oil that can be processed within the country and have fewer reserves.
Meanwhile, the former Indeni board chairperson, Yamfua Mukanga, also says the decision was a wrong move. He warned that the government should have first explored ways of restoring the company's profitability before changing its role. Still in local stories, MTN Zambia in collaboration with Mikma has launched the Wina Nyumba na Momo promotion that is meant to empower MTN and Momo users to win a house and cash prizes. Speaking during the launch, MTN Chief Executive Officer Komba Malukutila says the promotion being launched is meant to give hope and empowers as every Momo transaction matter and is also deeply rooted in the Zambian spirit. He says it is meant to ensure that Momo customers are empowered by winning a home, and it also speaks to the aspirations of every Zambian, which is to own a house. The promotion is anchored on the daily Momo routine, such as sending and withdrawing money and paying of goods and services through Momo. He says Mikma will come on board as a partner by giving away 100,000 kwacha to the winner of the house, which is aimed at helping the winner buy furniture for the new house. Now, still in local stories, meanwhile, Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry, Chipoka Mlenga, has thanked MTN Zambia for their commitment to improving the livelihoods of Zambians through initiatives such as the Wina Nyumba with Momo promotion that will help lessen the housing burden in the country that stands at 3 million housing units. This is the One Love Radio News. The First National Bank Zambia has today held the Small and Medium Enterprise Business Forum in Solwezi, a strategic engagement platform designed to empower and support the growth of small and medium enterprises, SMEs, across the country. The forum brings together entrepreneurs, industry experts, and F&B leadership for a day of meaningful dialogue, networking, and business insight. Speaking during the forum, F&B Zambia, The business and commercial banking head of FNB Zambia, Kabanda Lilanda, says FNB hosts the SME forums on a rotational basis across the country at least three times a year because it has a keen and deliberate interest in the growth of SMEs in Zambia.